Meyer from Greenfield, Mass. I just had to comment on Joe Donahue and Diane Ackerman's book show talk. I found Diane Ackerman's take on the world and sort of the happiness of having the human period kind of exasperating. Millions of years and thousands and tens of thousands of species, and we are displacing them and blinking them out. It just seemed to me kind of an orgy of hubris and slightly heartless to think that orangutans that are sitting in zoos are ambassadors for their species, and it seemed rather sad to me to be having them sit with a tablet and no contact with their environment or other species. So there are optimists and pessimists, but the realists say that we're in a world of trouble and we need to change our ways, and the world was not put here for a single species.
John Dinnerstein from North Adams, Massachusetts. Pertaining to this afternoon's program about pacifist movements and peace movements and nonviolence that was broadcast Tuesday, in which it mentioned Occupy movement as having failed because it could not decide whether it was a nonviolent movement. And I'm calling to say that the Occupy movement has always declared itself as being a nonviolent movement. What happened was it was infiltrated and turned violent. It was infiltrated and turned bad. That's why things did not turn out quite the way they wanted to.
Hi, my name's Diana. I'm from Northampton, Massachusetts. I have a theory on the Price Chopper name change that's being discussed on the roundtable at the moment. We used to have a Price Chopper in Northampton, and the logo was the Liberty Dime with a hatchet going right through that poor woman Liberty's head. You can't unsee that logo. It was disturbing, and they have since, I understand, removed the hatchet. But it could be that after all the years of people complaining about the logo, they just thought, we just need to rebrand. You know, it could be that poor woman with the hatchet in her head. I didn't go there because I couldn't deal with that logo.
Truly Suda. I'm in Fishkill, New York. Alan Shartok was talking about sending a vehicle to the comet and about spending money on something like that when we need health insurance and other kinds of things. The United States did not send that vehicle. It was the European Union, and they already have health insurance for all their people. Thank you.